We are here to practice, yeah? We come here to a monastery, yeah? When we think about it, you know, I mean, we are provided here in the monastery with everything what we need, yeah? The lay people give us everything, yeah? What we need, yeah? Food, you know, shelter, yeah? Even clothes, you know, and all the necessary things that we need for our life. For what purpose? For us, you know, to find a way out of dukkha, to find a way out of samsara. That is the purpose, huh? I mean, the lay people, you know that they cannot do it for themselves, so they want to give us a chance, you know, to do it, yeah? So be grateful for what is given to you, yeah? This is a manco in the West, you know, I mean, we are not grateful, you know, I mean, we are not born, you know, like the Asians with gratefulness, you know, respect and generosity, yeah? That is what, you know, what you normally find in Asian cultures, you know, I mean, it is still there. I mean, it used to be there in our Western cultures, but now it is gone, you know. Yeah? I mean, it is not useful, we don't get any further, we cannot climb up the ladder, you know, with these three virtues, you know. The virtue of generosity, the virtue of gratitude, and the virtue of respect, yeah. But for our practice, we need them, it's of utmost importance. That we have these three virtues, yeah? Otherwise, our meditation, if we can't let go of material things, you know, if we cannot provide others, you know, be helpful to others, I mean, how can we practice, you know, how can we practice successful the meditation, yeah? If you do not respect the Dhamma, yeah? If you are not grateful for what is given to us, yeah? And if you are not generous, you know, with our time and value, yeah, in this case, you know, I mean, put it into practice, you know, from the morning we wake up, you know, I mean, we are with our meditation object, be it the Buddha or be it the breath. When we wash the dishes, you know, we are with the Buddha or with the breath. When we sweep, we are with the Buddha or with the breath. When we go from here to there, we are with the Buddha or the breath, yeah. Or with our object of investigation. That is okay, the same. Yeah? If we want to investigate the body, you know, then we are with the body, you know, we take it apart and we put it back together, you know, or we look inside, you know, we look at the 32 parts of the body, take one of the parts of the body, whatever interests us most, and stay with it, yeah? Whatever we do, because I mean the things that we have to do here in the monastery are very simple things, so we can stay with the mind, you know, with the Buddha or with the breath. And that is what, you know, that is what we are supposed to do here in the monastery, practice as much as we can. And don't pay so much attention to what is happening outside of us, you know. I mean, everyone has his own kuti, you know, and we are in our kuti, you know. So we are not interested what is going on. We know that the sweeping time, we know when there is breakfast, you know, or when there is the meal, yeah, the morning meal, yeah. We know the times, yeah. And we know, you know, when there is sweeping, yeah. Or when we have some chores to do, like, you know, taking in the dishes, you know, or washing the dishes and things like that, yeah. It is very little that we really have to do here in the monastery. So being grateful, you know, I mean, it is a nice feeling, yeah. Having respect for others, you know, it's a nice feeling. That doesn't mean that we have to like them, yeah. Or that we have to like what they are doing, or that we have to approve of what they are doing. Respect has nothing to do with it. We respect them as a human being. I mean, if they are a human being, you know, I mean, that means they have, you know, they have the virtues of becoming a human being, and for that, you know, they at least had, for some time, you know, had to keep the five precepts. Otherwise, they wouldn't come back as a human being. So we can respect it for that, yeah. What they do with their life, yeah. What kind of use they do, you know. If they try to climb on other people, kill other people, you know, or be greedy, you know, that is their problem. It's not our problem, but we can still respect them as human beings, yeah. I mean, human beings, you know, it is not an easy way to come to a human being, yeah? To the place of a human being or being reborn as a human being. It's not so easy, you know? There are 31 realms of existence, yeah? And for most of the people, you know, I mean, there are only three realms of existence, yeah? I'm in the human realm and then going down to hell and then coming back as a ghost. And then coming back as a human being. These three realms, they don't know any other realms. Eh? For us, you know, I mean, who practice a little bit, you know, who develop the three virtues, you know, and keep the five precepts, we can even go into the upper realms, you know, the 25 different realms of heaven, yeah? That is possible, yeah? But if you don't have these three virtues, yeah, if you haven't developed, you know, gratitude, respect, and generosity, I mean, we cannot even go up to these realms, yeah. So, it is important for our practice, yeah. With these, you know, we don't get any foothold in our practice, and it is also important, you know, for going up to the heavenly realms, yeah. So, don't neglect them, yeah. And then, you know, and then we practice, you know, then we practice, yeah, samadhi, yeah. I mean, we keep the eight precepts when we are in the monastery. When we are outside of the monastery, we can keep the five precepts, but we keep them, you know, I mean, we don't go astray, yeah. I mean, we don't say, you know, I mean, today I keep them, tomorrow I don't keep them, or today I don't keep them and tomorrow I will keep them. No. I mean, from today on, you know, we keep them, you know, and when we are here in the monastery, we keep the eight precepts, yeah, and that's it, yeah. So we don't have to worry about it, yeah. It is one of the fetters, yeah. Constantly fiddling with the precepts, yeah. It's one of the fetters. So, when we have the scene, you know, I mean, then we train samadhi. And we want to get, you know, at least to a point where the thinking process stops, yeah. And what is then, you know, I mean, then we are in a safe house, yeah? Because if there's no thoughts and if there are no memories coming up, I mean, there's no future, there's no past, yeah? There's no worries, there's no fear, there's no loneliness, there's just, you know, a sort of happiness or peacefulness, yeah? Or whatever, you know, it can be very quiet, it can be very, very silent, but it's always, yeah, refreshing. When we come out of samadhi, you know, we always feel like we recharge our batteries, yeah? And if we've been long enough, it is like, you know, we put our two fingers, you know, in an AC outlet and are completely charged. Wow! You know, suddenly, you know, when we come out of samadhi, we open our eyes and we see very clear. Yeah? It takes then a little time, you know, of the kilesas to dilute us or pollute us, yeah? Until we don't see any more clear, yeah? And then we have to go back into samadhi to wake up, yeah? To see more clearly. The sati that we need to develop, the knowingness, yeah? That we need to develop is developed with, you know, we staying with our Buddha, knowing that the Buddha is there, knowing that the Buddha is deep or shallow, knowing that the Buddha is fast or slow, knowing that it is at the beginning or at the end, and the same we do with the breath, knowing it is rough or short or long or whatever, that it is the in-breath, that it is the out-breath, you know, watching, you know, observing every moment of the breath, not manipulating the breath. That is the important thing. The breath doesn't have to be in a specific way, yeah? We want to know how the breath is at every moment. That is the important thing. And then we don't pay any attention to anything else. Yeah? When we do samadhi, I mean, we are only interested in our object. Huh? I mean, the last time, you know, I was talking always, you know, what is the right path? Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, when we start meditating, we think, oh, maybe I should sit straight, or maybe I should do this, or maybe I should do that. No, this is not necessary. We know we are on the right path when we are with the Buddha or with the breath, when we observe the Buddha or the breath. And we know we are on the wrong path when we don't observe, when we think about how we should meditate. That is the wrong path, yeah? Or when we think about how we should sit, you know, our sitting is crooked. Yeah? That is the wrong path. We are off the object of meditation already. When we do investigation of the body or investigation of dukkha vedana, of painful feeling, I mean, then we stay with the painful feeling. Yeah? Accept it, you know, and then look where it is. Yeah? Until it becomes clear, you know, what is dukkha vedana, what is painful feeling, and where is it coming from, where is it originating from. And when we observe, you know, when we look at the body, taking the body apart and putting it back together, you know, I mean, who is doing this? You know, the body doesn't know it's a body. Yeah? It's the same with the feeling. The feeling doesn't know it's a feeling. We attribute, you know, I mean, the citta attributes, okay, this is this kind of feeling, this is that kind of feeling. I mean, but the feeling doesn't know what kind of feeling it is, yeah? So it is not us, it's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. It's an object of investigation. There's a feeling, okay, I can look, yeah? And I leave out all these attributes that we put it. This is sadness, or this is happy, this is joy. You know, I mean, there is nothing. I mean, we experience a feeling and we know what the feeling is like. Why do we need to put any association, any labels on it? That is completely useless, yeah? I mean, these labels and these associations that completely delude us into thinking, you know, that there is something substantial. Yeah? There's a feeling, we know, we experience a feeling, and the feeling comes and the feeling goes, that's what we know. Yeah? Everything else is completely irrelevant. Yeah? I mean, when we follow that trap, you know, I mean, it will lead us, you know, into thinking this is this or this is that. Yeah? And then we are deluded. Yeah? Knowing what is going on, knowing there's a feeling, knowing there's a thought, knowing that there's a memory, this kind of memory or that kind of memory or this kind of thought or that kind of thought, yeah? But, yeah, not giving it this is a good thought or this is a bad thought, just knowing this is the thought, yeah? And not hanging on to it. When we do samatha, we don't hang on to it. Say there's a thought, okay, let's go back to the Buddha or let's go back to the breath, yeah? Or a memory comes up, huh? And I'm not thinking about why this memory comes up or, you know, why couldn't I remember it before? No. We just go, okay, there's a memory, let's go back to the Buddha or let's go back to the breath. That's how we achieve samadhi, yeah? Or there's a feeling, there's a, you know, the feeling in the body, yeah? Okay, we realize it, you know, we accept it, and then we go back to the breath, yeah? In order, all these things are distractions, yeah? And who brings up the distractions, you know, it's, no matter if it is a painful feeling or if it's this kind of feeling or that kind of feeling, I mean, it's the kilesas who bring it up to distract us from our, because they don't want to get into samadhi. The kilesas don't hate going into samadhi because when we go into samadhi, the kilesas have no power over us. Only when we come out of samadhi and if we have been a long time in samadhi, then we see the grip of the kilesas that they have over us. And maybe that makes us more determined, you know, I mean, to fight the kilesas, yeah, instead of giving in to the kilesas. Okay? Understood? Huh? Any questions? Okay. No questions? Yeah? What is? Yeah?
Is it possible to be in samadhi while walking and memories and thoughts like passing you?
Not hitting, but passing so. Just let it pass by, but I didn't understand your questions completely. Well, what do you mean when you're walking?
Yeah, this state is samadhi.
Yeah.
If you register the thoughts and memories coming up, but they are not in front of you, but sort of.
That can happen in the beginning of samadhi, that you see them outside, but you know you don't pay interest in them. The moment you pay interest in, you are out of samadhi. Yeah. So But you can go deeper, yeah, and then they don't even appear anymore. In the very first beginning, you know, of samadhi, when we enter samadhi, there might be a few thoughts and memories coming up, yeah, but they seem to be a little bit further out, yeah, and we don't pay interest to them, yeah. Pay interest to your Buddha and pay interest to your the breath, and then sooner or later, you know, there will be nothing around, yeah. I mean, all these things that happen, you know, will be far outside, but there will be no more thoughts and no more memories coming up. So just continue. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. Okay, so if you don't have any questions, you know, I mean, then let's go back to work, yeah? Yeah? Make it happen, yeah? I always forget his name. What? Samlut. Yeah, make it happen, yeah? Get in there, yeah? And see, you know, experience, yeah? And know what is below. Because boredom, you know, I mean, boredom is one of the things that, you know, easily, yeah, takes us out of samadhi, you know? We get slowly, yeah? We get slowly, you know, closing, you know, in the front of samadhi. Ah, it's so nice, you know? But then, you know, constantly open the door and closing the door in front of us makes us really tired and bored, you know. Huh? But actually, you know, when we open the door to samadhi, we go in and close the door behind us, and then there's no boredom. Yeah? You locked it again? No, they didn't stay here. Okay, but I'm finished anyway, so. Okay. Law back there. Okay, understand. Boredom, you know, or interest in all these things that surround us, you know, I mean, it's not the way of samadhi, yeah? What boredom is actually the opposite of interest in the Buddha or in the breath, yeah? If you understand that, you know, it's very easy to overcome. Okay, let's be interested in boredom. And then it evaporates. It evaporates instantly, yeah? Okay?